The Baudelaire orphans have faced many peculiar situations since losing their parents in a mysterious fire, but perhaps none as bizarre as their arrival at 667 Dark Avenue. The street lives up to its name. Imported trees block all sunlight, creating perpetual gloom because dark is in and light is out, according to the fashionable elite who live there. After being abandoned by their banker, Mr. Poe, at the building's entrance, Violet, Klaus, and baby Sunny must climb 66 exhausting flights of stairs to reach their new guardian's penthouse apartment. Elevators, they're told, are also out of fashion. The climb gives them time to worry about their kidnapped friends, the Quagmire triplets, who had discovered some terrible secret about Count Olaf involving the mysterious initials VFD before being snatched away. When they finally reach the top, they meet Jerome Squalor, a genuinely kind man who welcomes them warmly, and his wife Esme, a status-obsessed financial advisor who's only interested in the children because orphans are currently in fashion. Life with the Squalors is a study in contrasts. Jerome takes the children to places that spark their individual interests. The Verne Invention Museum for mechanically minded Violet, the sprawling Akhmatova bookstore for bookworm Klaus, and even Pincus Hospital, which holds significant memories from their past. Yet their actual living conditions are frustratingly inadequate. The 71-bedroom penthouse is a confusing maze where they frequently get lost. Their rooms, while superficially grand, fail to meet their needs. Violet's workbench sits empty of tools, Klaus's library contains nothing but shallow fashion magazines, and Sunny's nursery lacks anything suitable for her teething. Worse still, Esme dismisses any mention of the kidnapped Quagmires as out and boring, focusing instead on her upcoming in auction. The children's anxiety reaches new heights when Esme introduces them to Gunther, a foreign auctioneer with a monocle and terrible English. Despite his elaborate disguise, the Baudelaires instantly recognize their nemesis. Count Olaf has found them once again. When the Baudelaires try to expose Gunther as Count Olaf, they encounter a troubling pattern, Jerome's pathological avoidance of conflict. "I can't stand arguing," he repeats, whenever they present evidence of danger. He dismisses their concerns as prejudice against foreigners, demonstrating how conflict avoidance can masquerade as virtue while enabling genuine threats. This passive approach creates a vacuum where villains operate freely without challenge. The consequences become apparent when they return to the penthouse after dinner at the nauseating Café Salmonella. The doorman, whose hands remain suspiciously hidden in his sleeves, tells them Esme has instructed that no one should enter until Gunther leaves. Yet after climbing all those stairs again, Esme claims Gunther left long ago, a logical impossibility. How could he have exited without being seen by the doorman? Despite this glaring contradiction, Esme dismisses their questions and sends them to bed. Unable to sleep, the orphans' minds race with interconnected worries. Gunther's whereabouts, his inevitable schemes, the fate of the Quagmires, and the mysterious significance of VFD. When Jerome leaves for trendy parsley soda, the Baudelaires search the penthouse for Gunther. Despite checking every room, they find nothing, creating a contradiction between Esme's claim that Gunther left the penthouse and the doorman's insistence he never left the building. Klaus solves the mystery by noticing an architectural oddity. Unlike other floors with just one elevator, the penthouse has two. He realizes the second set of doors might conceal an empty shaft rather than a functioning elevator, explaining how Gunther could disappear without exiting the building. Using extension cords, curtain pulls, and Jerome's neckties secured with a sailor's knot, they create a makeshift rope and descend into darkness. After a harrowing climb down what seems like an endless pit, they discover a tiny, filthy room containing a rusty cage. Inside are Duncan and Isadora Quagmire, their kidnapped friends, dressed in tattered rags with dirt-smeared faces. Their reunion is emotional, with hands reaching through bars as the children half laugh and half cry upon finally finding their friends. The Quagmires reveal Gunther's scheme, smuggling them out through the inn auction by hiding them inside an item his associate will purchase. Once away, he'll keep them hidden until he can steal their sapphire fortune. Finding the cage lock too complex, Violet decides they need supplies from the penthouse. Despite the Quagmires' anxiety about being left alone, the Baudelaires promise a quick return. They descend again with heated fire tongs as makeshift welding torches, only to discover the Quagmires gone. Heartbroken but determined, they search the auction catalog and find lot number 50, listed simply as VFD. When they explain everything to Esme, her unnervingly calm response should have warned them. Instead of taking the stairs, she leads them to the elevator, presses up, and shoves all three children into the dark shaft, revealing herself as Olaf's accomplice. Falling down the elevator shaft, the Baudelaires are saved by Annette. Sunny displays extraordinary courage, using her sharp teeth to create tiny holes in the wall until they climb to safety. Rather than returning to the dangerous penthouse, Klaus suggests exploring the mysterious hallway at the shaft's bottom. Using their cooled welding torches as flashlights, they follow an underground passage, tracking their progress by sounds from above, the doormen's clicking shoes, residents' conversations, passing trolleys. Eventually, they reach silence at what appears to be a dead end. Their attempts to break through release black ash with a distinctive taste that triggers memories. The debris reveals a trap door, and when they emerge, they find themselves standing in the remains of their family mansion. A terrified mailman confirms what they already know. They've surfaced at the exact location where their home once stood. This discovery suggests Count Olaf's involvement in their parents' death might be more calculated than they imagined. Racing to Veblen Hall, the ash-covered Baudelaires arrive just in time for Lot 50 VFD. They bid their welding torch and win, only to discover the package contains merely very fancy doilies. During the chaos, Gunther slips, revealing Count Olaf's distinctive ankle tattoo. He flees with Esme, exposed as his accomplice all along. The children give chase, but are thwarted when everyone slips on the scattered doilies. Olaf and Esme escape in a pickup truck driven by the hook-handed man, with the Quagmire triplets trapped inside a red herring statue, the actual VFD item. Jerome admits his cowardice, kisses the children goodbye, and abandons them. Despite this setback, the Baudelaires find comfort in each other. In a world where adults consistently fail them through malice, indifference, or cowardice, their greatest strength remains their sibling bond. Standing together as Olaf escapes with their friends, they silently renew their commitment to rescue the Quagmires, solve the VFD mystery, and discover the secret passage to their ruined mansion. Their journey continues with the knowledge that together they might overcome whatever comes next.